And we're very pleased to be joined right now by the Browns' second-round pick, Mitchell Schwartz. He's an offensive tackle from Cal. Mitchell, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be on. Great to be part of the Cleveland Nation.
Yeah, I guess so. This is exciting stuff to have you here and to look upon you, first of all, as someone who immediately addresses a need for this team. The Browns looking for someone to fill that right tackle spot, and it looks very much like you're going to be in the mix for that.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously, you know, the draft pick is great and all, but you got to go in there. You got to show you can do it on the field. You know, I'm just looking forward to getting out there, getting to work. You know, it's kind of obviously you play for the games, but it's also all the stuff that goes into it. So I'm just, you know, ready to get out there, start competing to see if I can win the spot.
Some folks were, and again, draft nicks being what they are, the cottage industry of trying to project what the draft's all about, has rankings and such that truly don't mean anything, because these are people trying to sell books and sell themselves to the general public. But it's the general managers who actually make the choices. And so if your name wasn't mentioned as prominently as those of some other tackles, as far as the Browns were concerned, it didn't matter. You were someone they targeted and picked, you know, very quickly on the second round. How much of a feel did you have that you were going to end up here and end up here as where you did on that 37th overall pick?
Yeah, I mean, going through the process, you know, I kind of talked with Cleveland, or, you know, at all the different checkpoints. I met with them at the combine. They'd come out to school to work me out, and then I also visited the facility. So, I mean, throughout that process, I kind of had a good feeling that they're interested in me, at least somewhat, you know. And I always liked talking to them. Coach Warhop was always always great. We formed a good connection. So I knew there was interest in them for me. You know, I didn't necessarily try to map out where I was going to go in the draft or any of that stuff. I've heard too many stories about what could happen if you do that, and then you start flipping and, you know, kind of how the day can go from there. So I try not to do too much of the what team likes me, what team doesn't like me, where they're picking, that whole thing. But I mean, like I said, I had a good feeling Cleveland liked me. Obviously, I'm glad it worked out the way it did. And it definitely helps, you know, having, like I said, met with them a few times. It's not going to be a completely new situation.
And Mitchell, one of the things you really had going for yourself among many is that you had outstanding practices in Mobile before the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. I was down there for those, and I heard people talking about you in particular, not just, you know, Browns people, but, I mean, other people with other NFL teams and some neutral observers just kind of charting things out. And it kept coming back that you were having an exceptional week of practice. What can you tell me about that week?
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun. You know, something I was looking forward to, I think, kind of going into the whole draft process. I was a little bit under the radar. Like you said, you know, kind of in just the general media, not so sure, you know, with the actual scouts and all the NFL guys. But I just wanted to go out there, you know, play well, kind of show what I can do. I knew that, you know, there's so many different variables, obviously, guys you're never playing against, different team maybe. But I just wanted to go out there. I knew that if I, you know, did what I did on the field, everything else would take care of itself. And I think I kind of accomplished that. It was definitely, like I said, it was a good week. It was a lot of fun. You get to play with new players. You get to play against new players. So it was a good week for me personally, you know, on the field, but also meeting other guys and just having fun playing.
And on that checklist of qualities that people like about you for the NFL is having played 51 career games, 35 at left tackle, 16 at right tackle, so that versatility comes through, but more importantly, the experience. How big is that for you to have spent that much time on the field as a collegiate player?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, I remember, you know, when you first get on the field, they always say the game is so much faster than you expect. And I remember, you know, my first season, kind of towards the middle of the season, everything started to slow down a little bit. You know, it's kind of the cliche you hear all the time, but it actually really did happen. Everything started to slow down a little bit. You could start to actually see things that are happening on the field. You're not so caught up in kind of just getting the job done, but you can maybe slow it down. You can see the guy in front of you, maybe his alignment's a little tighter, maybe he's going to slant inside. And so when everything just starts to slow down like that, you can pick up a lot more. And obviously, you know, it helps when you go from 20 games to 30 to 40 to 50. It just kind of keeps getting into that comfort zone. And it's something you've done before. It's something, obviously, you've practiced a lot. So it's going to be a big help for me. I think, you know, the experience also having two great offensive line coaches in college, which kind of helps me out as well. I mean, we had Jim Mihalchek, who I went there with, and he went to Oakland, and then Steve Marshall actually came from Cleveland.
Right.
And then Coach Mihalchek came back after Coach Marshall left. So you're coached by two guys, you know, who've been in the NFL, two great coaches. So I think that also helps along with the experience.
It's not going to hurt that Joe Thomas is playing left tackle, the five-time Pro Bowler, one of the very best, if not the best, in the game.
Oh, no, not at all. you know, I know when Coach Marshall came, he brought a lot of Cleveland tape with him. I think that was Joe's first 2 years there. I think he made the Pro Bowl first year straight out. So he's a great player from the start. So just being able to kind of watch him, learn a lot of stuff from him. I mean, he makes it look so effortless out there. It kind of at times just looks like he's not even trying. He just, you know, how smooth he is. So I've always, you know, kept up watching him. Obviously, I watched a lot of the stuff in the first 2 years. As much as I could, you know, watch him throughout. Because, I mean, I like to do that with everyone. But him being, you know, one setting himself up as one of the elite guys and how he did it so quickly in the NFL, you know, it's something, obviously, you want to try and copy that success.
Mitchell Schwartz, the Browns' second-round draft pick, joining us here by phone on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And you were able to get some, not only these coaches that have guided you, and like you said, the guidance that you'll get from a Joe Thomas being on this team, but you have a brother who's followed this path in the NFL already. Jeff, he was a seventh-round pick of the Panthers from Oregon in 2008, was a tackle, but also is now moved over to guard, started some in 2010, then got hurt, and now he's been picked up by the Vikings. What kind of guidance has Jeff given you through this whole process?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, you know, all the way back, even when I was in high school coming out, kind of everything I've been doing, he's already done. So it's been good to have him there. Obviously, I don't want to rely on that too much. You know, our experience is going to be a lot different. It's going to be different situations, different people you're dealing with, different coaches. So, I mean, I get the general feel of what to expect. You know, you can ask, you know, how does the first training camp go, all that kind of stuff. But I don't want to rely on that too much. You know, I want to kind of create my own path. But it's something, a pretty cool resource that not many other people have. I think it definitely helps.
And, Mitchell, the other things, again, on this list of qualities that jump out, 33-inch arms. So you got to have the arm length, obviously, to get to keep those pass rushers at bay or keep those defenders again away. And the fact too that you're an instinctive guy and really agile, that you can move and do well in space, which I'm picturing a guy who often would be leading the charge in the running game with Trent Richardson behind you there. These are all qualities that are going to help you a great deal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, obviously the guys you face in the NFL are going to be, you know, the best guys you face in college, but you're going to face them every week. So you got to, you know, kind of hit all the measurables on the list. You got to be a good enough athlete. You got to have a good enough frame. But when it comes down to it, you know, it's just how you play football on tape. I think that's kind of what stood out for me. Just going back, watching the tape, I think it doesn't really matter how you get the job done. You just got to do it. Like I said, I was able to have two really good coaches, so the foundation I have with the technique, with what to expect, how to play different things, greatly helps me in that. You know, I kind of have a good idea of what to expect on, you know, different plays, different situations. So, yeah, I mean, I think I'm obviously very capable of it and just looking forward to getting started.
And when you think about what a right tackle has to do, so much of it being based on power and teams being right-handed with their running game, and the fact that you did play or started 16 games at that side while starting 35 on the other side, give me your sense of the biggest differences in the skill sets that you have to bring to the right side.
I mean, honestly, I think it's pretty much the same. You know, the NFL, like I said, you got quality guys playing defensive end on both sides of the ball. I don't think you have plays off or you have weeks off where you got a guy that you're going to face. You know, college, you have, you know, the 1AA teams you might face where the talent gap is just huge. That's not going to exist in the NFL. You're going to face a quality guy every week. And, I mean, for the most part, offenses are pretty balanced as well. You know, some teams favor one side or the other running, just depending on personnel. But, I mean, obviously you don't want to have too many obvious tendencies like that. So I think the skill set is very similar. I think the mentality is very similar. I mean, you got to be able to run block well. You got to be able to pass block well and, you know, have a balanced offense.
And how exciting is it to know that you've got Trent Richardson, one of the most dynamic players to come out of college football in a long time, on your team, and you're going to have to open holes for him. And you're going to have Brandon Whedon also with you, the quarterback from Oklahoma State, who's, you know, coming into this league as a first-round pick at quarterback. It's a lot of us have kind of looked at the three of you and say this is really kind of a cornerstone foundation. Again, as you said, you got to prove it, but it has that the makings of something special with the three of you coming in the same draft class.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I'm a huge football fan, college football fan, so, you know, I keep up on it. I try to watch as much as I can. And, you know, I remember even Trent Richardson as a freshman when he got there. They're already touting him. You know, he's already an NFL running back when he got there. You know, probably one of the rare guys that might have actually been able to jump high school to the pros. So he's always had the talent, the ability, and he's proven it on the field. So it's going to be really exciting to have him back there. He'll probably make me look good every now and again. And obviously Brandon Whedon, the success he's had, transforming Oklahoma State, you know, into a powerhouse the last few years. Just obviously the numbers he's put up, the successes his team has had. So it's gonna be really exciting to be able to go to work with those guys every day.
Great stuff, Mitchell. We thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
He is Mitchell Schwartz, and he is the Browns' second-round pick from Cal, offensive tackle. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports, it's in the game.